Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Here with a name you know, because we interview him about once a year. Ethan Page. He's at AEW Full Gear November 13th on pay-per-view. American Top Team against the Inner Circle. And this fella's a big part of it. How you doing, man?
Great. Fantastic.
Boy, is that different from the last time we talked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's jump right into it without talking too much about it. I mean, like, the last time I spoke to you, you were a free agent. And you were at a career crossroads, and you weren't sure what you were going to do or what you would be able to do because of the world.
Yeah.
A couple months later, you pop up an AEW, you bet on yourself, it worked out for you. That had to feel amazing.
Yeah, it still feels amazing. Literally, it gets better every single day.
So how far after that, because we had done an interview towards like the beginning of January, as soon as you became a free agent, we didn't end up running it, but how far after that did you start talking with AEW and did the deal come together?
Not long after, honestly. I want to say I had pretty much everything locked in right after Christmas, and things really were signed, sealed, and delivered at the beginning of the year. So essentially right when my deal with Impact was done, it's just they had filmed so much that it bled over until January. So I knew I was going to end up there. I just was waiting for the visa to process and all of that stuff. So yeah, I'm not 100% sure if even when we spoke, if I knew.
It was like either we spoke either New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. It was right when you were like able to, and you were a free agent. Like it was.
Yeah. Like so it might have been either like two or three days after that, man, where everything kind of got locked in. And then it was essentially a waiting game for the right time to debut and the legal paperwork, like all the visa processing and stuff like that. Because listen, the visa that they got me is the same one that I make this joke all the time because it's hilarious to me. It's the same one that Celine Dion has and that astronauts get.
You're going to take up a residency in a Las Vegas hotel next. We're ready. We're ready.
Yes, sir. Could you imagine?
Yeah. I don't think a lot of people can appreciate the sort of roller coaster that you were on, being a person who, widely known, wasn't paid probably what they should have been as a dominant Impact Wrestling champion, as somebody who did their own social media, as somebody who produced a lot of their own stuff, then going to possibly having no additional income, needing a visa, and then AEW hits you up and you're good to go. Now, obviously, we knew that there was some sort of AEW interest because Cody had mentioned your name a couple years before publicly. Mm-hmm. Like, he made that well known. But was it like a relief to you? Was it just it's about time, 3 days into free agency?
It was not only the biggest relief ever. It was like, it changed our whole family.
Sure.
Because we ended up, it was like, oh, we don't have to stress. We don't have to worry. We knew what was going to happen for the next couple years. Mm-hmm. And that like load of stress being relieved was one of the best ever. That's another reason why I'll be eternally grateful to Matt Jackson and AEW.
So you go from that period of uncertainty to having Sting's first in-ring match in years. We never thought he was going to wrestle again. You grew up around the same time I did. Please explain to me what goes through your head when you're told, yeah, you're going to physically wrestle Sting. By the way, he's going to take his shirt off and get a huge pop.
So, not to like add more to this, but like pretty much everything that's happened with me in AEW has been like, wait, what's going to happen? Are you sure? Like it in real life, like people are going to see this. So in my debut, I get short arm clotheslined by Jake the Snake. That's first thing right out the gate, pay-per-view. I'm like, oh, okay, this is weird. Had this guy's poster on my wall as a kid. Then we have the next pay-per-view. I'm physically wrestling Sting in front of a capacity crowd after the pandemic that I literally did everything I could to survive and feed my family. And now I'm seeing the world open back up and people embracing AEW and all the wrestlers. And Sting at 62 years old doing a dive off of a giant stack of poker chips after he just ripped off his shirt.
It's amazing. And like,
yeah, it's a moment I'll have for the rest of my career. I saved the gear from it so I could get it framed and a nice photo probably of him putting me in the Scorpion Deathlock. It's just something that, you know, as a kid, I never want to lose that magic. So to be able to share the ring with him is great. To tell your family you got your ass kicked by a 62-year-old man, that's not the best thing that you want to say, but it's something that I'll remember forever.
I know you had talked about Karate Man recently in an interview, and I loved that. I thought it was so much fun. But not only that, it legitimately shocked me when I saw you in the ring doing the Karate Man gimmick, and you're throwing these beautiful kicks. I think I even dropped you a message and I was like, I didn't know you could do that. And you were like, oh yeah, I actually trained for a very long time. Like they were beautiful. The pivot, turning the hips, everything. Like, did you find that a lot of people were shocked about that? They thought it was just like kind of you clowning it. And then here you are, and you're able to physically actually do that.
Yeah. And you know what? I have to give credit to Tom Lawler, the UFC fighter who put his ego aside and was like, yeah, you could do this with me. And that's amazing. Let me like show my very minimal, but talents. Like I trained martial arts from the age of 4 until 16. So, I mean, that's 12 years of night after night. And my dad was one of those parents that the class didn't end when you left the dojo, the class continued at home. So it was my life until I rebelliously quit to become a professional wrestler. And I don't think I ever lost that. Like, if you're going to train from 4 to 16, you're going to have some of that stuff forever. Now, I can't still jump in the air and land in the splits like I used to be able to do. But I've kept a lot of my flexibility and my mobility. And it's like riding a bike, to me at least. Like, you just don't lose that.
Especially once you learn how to throw a kick and you learn those fundamentals and that type of stuff, it does stick with you. And that's something, even though it's not referenced on TV, it's something that I like with the connection of you and Scorpio Sky with American Top Team. Scorpio Sky is trained MMA. You spent a lot of time training. You are the Karate Man, for the love of God.
I know. And listen, Tony is very impressed that I have two black belts. And he reminds me on a regular. Yeah. He's like, I don't know how you did that. You got two black belts before 16. And I'm like, I'm 32, Tony. I haven't done this in a long time.
Is Dan Lambert as impressed with your two black belts?
I don't know what impresses Dan Lambert.
Dan Lambert impresses Dan Lambert. That's who does it.
He should, though.
That video of Matt Hardy watching that powerbomb. Have you seen that yet?
No.
Oh, my God. So Matt Hardy was ringside for your segment.
I didn't know that. That's so cool.
And it's him with his goofy face in the back, like in the foreground, watching Dan Lambert and American Top Team hit the powerbomb.
I gotta see that.
It's amazing. It is so good. Like, it got like 9 people over in one social media clip because he's so smarmy. He's such a jerk. I loved it. It was so good. So, like, are you giving a guy like Dan Lambert advice? He's been around wrestling for a lot. Like, this is not his first rodeo, But I mean, I'm sure that a guy like him wants your advice.
He, not only him, literally everyone that's come in through him with ATT has been the most respectful and like open to not critiques, but kind of just like, hey, this is where the cameras are. This is kind of how we do things here. And they've all been so receptive of it and open to learn it and to actually like give it a shot. The respect that everyone has shown to professional wrestling is mind blowing. Just knowing that these are like elite killers that could do whatever they want and get away with it.
Arlovski is still under UFC contract making $250,000 a fight right now.
Most wins as a heavyweight of all time.
Still doing it. And I could be wrong, but this is one of the rare instances I've ever seen. I've covered MMA for over a decade now of a contracted UFC fighter in a pro wrestling match. You know, Brock, obviously, but that's a little bit of a unique scenario. He is under UFC contract, still fighting for them. You've got Junior Dos Santos, who's popped up. He looks like he's having the time of his life. He loves it.
Dude, he is.
So who has stood out to you and you're like, man, outside of those two that are in this match at Full Gear, November 13th, who has stood out to you and you're like, I got to see more of them doing this?
Paige VanZant.
It's an easy one.
I mean, it's like a no-brainer. I think she's like her following online is perfect for it. The way she presents her social media online, she's a great influencer, but she's also like a fantastic athlete. And I'm just saying, like, listen, Paige, if you're listening, you'll have a much longer career. You'll be on television longer. Your name will be said longer. Just come to professional wrestling. Become a pro. Join the men of the officially. We'll change the name. We'll be the people of the year. I don't care. Whatever you want.
So
I think she'd be awesome.
Unfortunately, Kayla Harrison, after her appearance, which she did great at, she was like, I don't know. Not for me. I heard that she was well-received backstage. People liked her. I thought she did well. Did that break your heart a little bit?
I loved her. It actually, not a little bit, a lot of it. Because
this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Once she got comfortable, I could tell she was enjoying herself. And she was like, this is fun.
Yeah.
But I guess the pro athlete in her, you can't lose that competition.
And I mean, people with her background, especially, they've rolled their whole lives. They've taken the break falls, the back falls, front falls, all that. They know how to do a lot of this stuff. That's why I think a lot of the transitions that we see have been so seamless. So Dan Lambert, I mean, he's been around wrestling quite a bit. He's very eccentric. He understands wrestling, but his stuff isn't always for everybody. I know you see that criticism. Do you think it's the right kind of heat for the type of thing you're building up, or do you think that he tiptoes the line?
I don't know. I don't think I'm the person to answer that because, like, I get lost in it so much. And I've said in interviews before, like, what's happening with all of our stuff reminds me of the wrestling I watched as a kid. Does that mean it's right? No. I think the audience is the one that needs to decide.
Yeah.
I will say, though, I take social media very, very, very lightly. I think it's a very small, like, vocal minority, and it emphasizes certain points a little. I guess, like, if we go to arena at Grand Slam, there's 20,000 fans. I don't think all 20,000 fans are on Twitter, never mind tweeting about the show. All I see is the fact that when we go to the ring and while Dan's talking, I literally can't hear him.
Yeah.
I'm yelling in my promos because I cannot hear myself. So if we're only taking the opinion of the audience, we're doing our job well because they're booing us out of the building. I think things could be said differently sometimes, but that's not in my hands. Like I said, I've said before too, I've been worried about saying the word tits on TV. So I'm not the judge of what's right and wrong because I get worried about everything. So yeah.
We have an interesting reader question. The username is Walking Weapon. I don't know who that could be. It asks if you still do ridiculous sells like a bobblehead to make your tag team partners crack up.
I try and make everybody laugh.
I guess that works. You don't try to make Darby Allin laugh. You throw him downstairs. You do all this crazy stuff to him. This feud in AEW is one of my favorite things because AEW history isn't just AEW history. Wrestling history is AEW history. And I love that. And at times, like, you've said things that are like, nobody saw that other stuff, but it still matters. It's still important. And you're throwing Darby down the stairs, any of that. I mean, he's your rival, heated rival, hated rival. Are there any times when you've had to do something to Darby Allin and you're like, really? Should I? Like,
always.
Might catch a charge?
Always. I'm a father.
And you don't want to do that to Sting's kid, right?
Oh, jeez. I didn't know Sting was his daddy, but that makes a lot of sense.
That's the cheeky urban myth, is that Sting came back for his kid. Darby was the kid that Sting beat up in that Sprite commercial all those years ago. Do you remember that?
He dragged him across the,
mantle. He was teaching him some tough love, kid.
I remember that.
So when all this is going down and, like, you're getting pitched, like, hey, you're going to heave him down a set of stairs. You're going to throw him off the top of a stadium. You're going to heave him out of a moving airplane. Is like, part of you has got to be like, it's going to suck for you, buddy.
Yeah, all the time. And by the way, when you're saying when you're being pitched, it's coming from one person. So
your brain and your brain, too, because, I mean, I'm sure you're cooking up violent things to do to Darby Allin all the time.
All the time. I will say, though, that I think the best part about the fact that I and they've done it before with other people's feuds on the independents and brought them in, it's we don't have that territory style wrestling, or even like with all the house shows.
Yeah.
That's not the way it is anymore, especially with the internet and the fact that people have cameras on their phones. So we can't do four shows in a row where me and Darby wrestle. And then, okay, here's the big match at the pay-per-view. We have all that natural chemistry from the independents. So yes, people have seen it, but we have that connection with each other. Like I said, chemistry with each other. We know we work well together. So it's a natural fit. And we've got to kind of work out the kinks already. Then now on the big stage, we can give them the best. And I feel like what we did in AEW trumps anything we've ever done. So I'm very proud of that. And I'm happy we got to do it again as more mature performers.
Does he seem like the kind of person that you'll be tied to? Like, for the rest of your careers, like, it's one of those things you can always go back to, the Triple H, Shawn Michaels, the Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens type of thing, where it's the Sting Luger, even, where there's that connection for better or for worse.
Selfishly, I hope so, because if I was a betting man, I would say Darby Allin will be the best, or if he isn't already, the best professional wrestler in the world, for reasons that people will never notice. I think he's the best seller in professional wrestling. He has the best connection with the audience. If you're going to ask, hey, would you be okay with that? I'd be like, yeah, of course. I would love to beat up the best wrestler of all time on a regular basis.
So I'd mentioned earlier, you're cooking up things in your head to do to Darby Allin. I've always loved like your unique offense, like just a scoop slam from the top rope, a side slam to the top turnbuckle. Like, do you have like things in the reserves? Like one day I'll bust this out. Like, do you have always things that you've cooked up?
Always, always, always. My number one goal is to be as different from everybody else on the show as possible. And this is not a shot at anyone. I love our roster. A lot of the stuff gets duplicated. And I feel if you're going to be there for Dynamite, Elevation, Rampage, and you're going to see that much wrestling, when I come out, I want to give you something that you haven't seen every single night. So I make sure everything I do is different from everybody on the show.
One of the things that I like as a viewer of wrestling is I want to see something I've never seen before or something done better than I've ever seen it before. Like if I see a Darby Allin suicide dive, I'm like, well, that's the best one I've ever seen. If I see somebody get body slammed from the top rope, like I see in some of your matches, I don't see that from anybody else. So I really, really like that. As we wrap up, a reminder, Full Gear, November 13th on pay-per-view. I'm going to have you rate some of my figures, Ethan Page. Some of my merch.
That's pretty cool.
Some may be good, some may be crappy. We're going to start with some AEW stuff available now, the Jurassic Express collection, but look at the version I got, buddy.
I know.
I got the Jungle Boy carrying Luchasaurus.
I think that packaging is incredible, only to be trumped by the packaging that I have pitched, where myself and Scorpio Sky are in the box walking down a runway in fancies, right?
Yeah.
And then the box closes and it's a cover of a GQ magazine with us. So it opens like a magazine and then we're dressed nice.
I love
walking
it.
Down a runway. Come on.
I love it.
That'd be great.
The first wrestling figure I ever saw, and I told the people at Toy Vomit this, and they gave me a signed Hillbilly Jim LJN, and it's got the hat.
Signed, and it comes with the accessory?
Oh, and if you doubted that he signed it, they also gave me an actual printed photo of him holding up the figure signed.
Damn. That's very cool.
Isn't that cool? How much would you pay for this?
Oh, me? I don't know. I'm not an LJN collector.
A lot of money. You would pay a
lot
of money.
But the value's there, yes.
Also, AEW, if they're not available now, they will be soon. They've got their own wrestling buddies. But I procured a Ted DiBiase from Toy Vomit. This was the one that I had. I punched this thing in the nose many a day, and I got to tell him that to his face a couple months ago.
That's from your childhood?
No, I rebought it.
Yeah, okay, so I had Macho Man as a kid.
Yes.
And I would love to find one that's like in pristine condition, but to find them not made with is impossible. So that's a really good condition. That's awesome.
And since it's Christmas, I want to wrap us up. Tell your boy Paul White. Tell your boy Paul White. I got the English speaking Turbo Man.
You know what pissed me off? I was in a car with a bunch of wrestlers the other day. I'm not going to name names because I do not want them to get canceled for this. Ooh. I brought up that he was Santa, and that it, like, I made a joke and I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to deck your halls, bub. No one laughed. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Have you guys not seen Jingle All the Way? Did you not know that Paul White is a giant Santa Claus that fights Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Was Ruby Soho one of them? Because I bet they sell copies of Jingle All the Way at Bucky's.
Yeah, they probably do. But no.
And she would never know that. They don't sell the sheets, that's for sure.
Don't get me started on that.
I love it. It is one of the greatest long-term stories going in wrestling right now.
Long-term, 3 weeks.
It's like, hey, buddy, we'll take what we can get in the world of wrestling right now. Oh, my gosh. Ethan Page, it's been awesome talking to you. Full Gear, November 13th, a stacked card, American Top Team. Ethan Page, Scorpio Sky against the Inner Circle. Thank you so much, man.
Dude, anytime. I think the pay-per-view is going to be bonkers. The fact that I had to watch everybody wrestle it all out just motivates me to go even crazier. So I'm very excited for Saturday night.
Guys, until next time, we're out.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.